Jacket Radio Network, live from Atrium Health Ballpark in downtown Kannapolis. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Game two of the three-game set in the final series meeting between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Augusta Green Jackets. Kannapolis has won five in a row against Augusta, dating back to the first half of the season, including a 13-3 win last night in the series opener. Augusta seeding a 9-run third inning behind the combination of Rolando Gutierrez and Adam Shoemaker, and that hole was far too deep for the offense to dig out of. Gutierrez, Shoemaker, and Juan Sanchez, the three arms that threw yesterday. Walks and errors ended up being the kryptonite for the Green Jackets. Augusta pitching in eight innings on the defense, walked seven batters, and the defense committed four errors. The Green Jackets have been much better defensively as of late, but here at Atrium Health Ballpark, they have not found the lines they've liked. We've had a couple of different players rotate throughout the infield positions. There's been no one true location where errors have come from, but that's certainly something that the Green Jackets are trying to clean up tonight. Offensively, yesterday's game for Augusta was paced by Will Verdung, who broke out of an 0-for-18 stretch and a 1-for-32 stretch all at once. 2-for-4 day for Verdung, 6 total bases, a solo shot, and an RBI double. He accounted for 2 of the team's 3 runs. The only other offense came on a sack fly from John Heel. Heel, along with Luis Guanipa and Junior Garcia, the trio added yesterday to the active roster from the Florida Complex League, all of whom have driven rave reviews, a lot of excitement, and certainly have brought the attention and the eyesight of Braves fans young and old. Green Jackets and Cannonballers continue to warm up on their respective outfields. Winston Sawyer making his way back into the dugout. We're just a couple minutes away from the plate conference and subsequent first pitch. Kannapolis already having won the first half. They've punched their ticket to the playoffs as we take a look at the CentOS standings board. Right now, Carolina, the Mudcats are in, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers are in. That's one each from the north and south. Currently in that south division, Charleston is up top of Kannapolis, Green Jackets, and everybody else. Charleston at 14-6, the best record. They are red hot, and they have been led by speed and pitching all season long. Fireflies are the only other team above 500 in the south at 10-9. Kannapolis in the second half, 10-12. Augusta, 9-12. A half game separating the two in the bottom half of the Southern Division standings. In the north, the Fredericksburg Nationals continue to have the best record in all of single A, much less the Carolina League. And after the Fred Nats had a red-hot start to the first half and then fell off a bit in the center that caused them to cede the playoff spot to Carolina, Fredericksburg is in prime position to earn themselves a playoff chance here in 2024. Salem, the Red Sox, are at 12-10. They've started to move their way back up the ladder and given themselves a chance to compete. Carolina's at 9-11, so if they were to make some sort of miraculous comeback, it would just then be the next closest side. Green Jackets will see the Mudcats on the road here in a few weeks. This is game two of a 9-game road trip for the Green Jackets that spread out between 3 games here in Kannapolis and 6 in Myrtle Beach for the third series and final of the year against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. A look at the pitching matchup for tonight. The Green Jackets welcome Davis Polo back onto the mound. The 19-year-old right-hander missed about 3 weeks with shoulder soreness. A little bit of tightness in that arm, not a huge deal. He came back on Friday night about a week ago yesterday through one hit scoreless innings of relief behind J.R. Ritchie. Polo has worked now 12 innings out of the pen this season and has not allowed a run in any of them. The rain continues to splatter across the outfield. It's a bit of a high-octane shower right now. The wind is making it seem more significant than it is, but it is a relatively small cell, and as of now, there's no desire to start anywhere but on time. Richie Arredondo is your home plate umpire, who was not here last night, had a delayed flight, did not get in back from the All-Star break in time. Frank Jones, who had the plate last night, moves himself out to the field in the two-man umpiring crew. Mike Gellinger is the manager for Kannapolis. He's usually the bench coach for the Arizona Complex League. But with Pat Leland not getting the chance to coach today, he's in Cooperstown for his father's Hall of Fame induction. It's Gellinger who gets the nod. Gellinger relaying the message. Something came out of that meeting at the plate, so we're not sure if there's going to be a slight delay to this ball game. As of now, the two starters, Polo and Jake Peppers, continue to warm as if there's no change to the timeline. It's Jake Peppers' third start of the year against the Green Jackets and 15th overall. 3-5 on the season, but 1-0 against the Green Jackets. Went 5 scoreless in the series opener against Augusta back in April. Last time he saw the Green Jackets, a no decision, 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, did walk 5. Pepper's command has not been where it was in the first half as of late. In his last 2 starts across the month of July, he's gone just 6 innings and walked 8 batters. Been able to limit the earned runs as a result. We saw that from Pepper's in SRP Park last time. He can load the bases well. They will crowd him at times, but he has been very adept at walking the tightrope and earning himself out of danger. The Jacksonville State-born righty. A look number 3, start number 15. The Green Jackets hit him better the second time in Augusta's offense that continues to have a new look to it. We'll try to solve him for the first time in 3 attempts this season. Davis Polo is getting his 3rd look at the Cannonballers as well. Last time out, arguably the roughest start of his young career. 4 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, 4 strikeouts. The 8 hits and 7 runs, both season highs for Polo. Since then, he's been substantially better. 3 straight no decisions in his last 3 appearances, 2 of which have come in the relief, but just 1 run allowed in 10 innings. Polo has not seen a lot of run support this year. He's 2-10, or the team is 2-10 when Polo starts. But on the mound as a true starter rather than just a reliever, the team is 0-9 behind Davis Polo. Polo 1-6 with a 3.93 ERA. So ERA-wise, low strikeout numbers. He's a pitch-to-contact type of arm. But he gives you a chance. The Green Jacket offense just has not been able to take advantage. There's a handful of arms behind Polo, including Adele Delaney, Raben Corona, and Albert Rivas. Still uncertain of who all we'll see to begin with. We know J.R. Ritchie has the mound tomorrow, but Polo looking to step back. Last time we saw Davis Polo in that relief appearance a week ago, his velocity was up. That extra bit of rest he got on the bottom side of the shoulder soreness meant that the fastball that's usually 90 to 92 was up to 95, 96 from the right side for the young right-hander. Polo won't be 20 until October. There's a lot of room to add muscle to the frame, and you talk to some scouts around the industry. There's a handful of folks both in and outside the Braves organization that feel as he continues to mature physically, the stuff will only tick up. He will only improve, and those strikeout numbers will start to rise. The pitchability level for Davis Polo is certainly above his years. Green Jackets, a young roster that seems to only get younger, especially on the position player side, with guys like Juanipa, Heal, and Garcia. Going against a Cannonballer team that's arguably the oldest in all of single A. Just 3 players under 20 years of age out of the 28. Kannapolis taking the field. The Green Jackets are ready, trying to bounce back from the 10-run loss last night in their 3rd look at Jake Peppers this season. Green Jackets in the gray, Cannonballers in the navy blue, and we send it down field side for the singing of the national anthem. And we'll be right back for first pitch on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. And with that, we're ready for Saturday night baseball, game two of the three games set between Augusta and Kannapolis from Atrium Health Ballpark. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Cannonball was with a 13-3 win over the Green Jackets last night. Green Jackets seeding 9 runs in the third, the second time in the last 5 games. They've allowed a 9 spot in a singular inning. Offense trying to catch up. The pitching and defense look to improve. And Winston Sawyer, 7 of the 9 starters from yesterday, repeat in the order, including the top 6. Luis Guanipa leads off, moving from center field to DH today in his second game of the full season level. He came up alongside John Heal and Junior Garcia, who hit 2-3 once again. Isaiah Drake at the cleanup spot for the second game in a row. Yesterday was the first time he's done anything other than lead off, but Drake does return to center field tonight. Will Verdung, 2-for-4 yesterday, including a home run. He's at first. Cade Kern out in right. Luis Sanchez at second. And then the two newcomers to the lineup, Harry Owen behind the dish and Joe Olsovsky, getting the start at third base. They'll take on last year's 9th-round pick out of Jacksonville State, the 22-year-old right-hander Jake Peppers. 3-5 with a 4.57 ERA for Peppers across 14 starts. But the month of July has not gone according to plan. 6 innings over 2 starts. He's allowed 7 runs, 5 earned, with 8 walks and 7 strikeouts. Peppers has never been an overly erratic pitcher. The command has not been his calling card either. It's been very average for the duration of his career, both college and professional. And now getting his third start against the Green Jackets of the season, he'll look to return to a proper form. Last time he faced Augusta, took a no decision. 7 strikeouts, 5 walks in 6 innings, but just 2 runs, as the Green Jacket offense went cold with men in scoring position. Peppers 6-3, 190 from the right side. The Alabama native will see 2 righties and a lefty to start off. 81 degrees and overcast here at Atrium Health Ballpark at the time of first pitch. There's been a few showers weaving their way in and out of the area, including one that began about 10 minutes ago and is already starting to subside. Breeze is blowing steadily out to right. It's only 315 down that line as well, so a hitter's haven to the southpaw side will only be more so this evening. Green Jackets looking for vengeance. Kannapolis looking for their 6th straight win over Augusta, and prior to the first pitch, Richie Arredondo steps out in front of home plate, pointed to his watch, and I'm not sure what the issue is, but now he's walking in towards the locker room. Nope, he's good. Making motion to both sides. I believe he just wanted the lights to be turned on. And now we're ready for baseball. An odd start. And here's Luis Guanipa. Guanipa takes a first pitch fastball on the outside corner. And we're underway at 7:04. So just a few minutes beyond the scheduled start time of 7 o'clock. Guanipa behind, nothing and one. Right on right. Guanipa deep in the right-handed batter's box. 0-1 cracked down the right field line, but foul off the side fence. And it ricochets mightily back out towards second. Guanipa 1-for-4 yesterday. 3 line drives up the middle, one of which fell for a single and also struck out. He's seen back-to-back fastballs from Peppers. The 0-2 to Guanipa. Fastball above the brim of the helmet. Each pitch harder than the last. 95, 96, and now 97 for the right-hander. Yet to show anything but the heat to Guanipa. Target is low and away. 1-2. Fastball outside. Evens the count. 95, 96, 97, and now 98. So Peppers is feeling good and feeling loose today. Guanipa shortening up a tad. The 2-2 from Peppers. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. Drifting into shallow center is Sanchez, the shortstop. And he gets collided with by Alvaro Aguero, but still makes the catch. Aguero and Sanchez both throw their hands up in disbelief. Sanchez was camped. Aguero was tracking. But Guanipa is retired on the pop-up to center. That was the first breaking ball of the night for Peppers. Guanipa was a bit out in front and got underneath it. Another righty steps up in the shortstop, John Heal. Heal 2-for-3 yesterday with a sac fly and a couple infield singles. First pitch he sees today is a slider at the top of the zone. Breaking ball 83-85 for Peppers. The fastball is of the two-seam variety more often than not. Also has the changeup as well. Peppers out of the windup. 0-1 fastball cracked off the mask of catcher Rony Hernandez and bounced away. So back-to-back batters begin with an 0-2 count. Peppers looking to settle in early and post a 0 to start off the game. 0-2 to Heal. Fastball upstairs, check swing. They appeal and he did not go around. Richie Arredondo behind the plate. Frank Jones in the field. Arredondo will go wide, especially against right-handers. Rarely gives you the top of the zone. 1-2 pitch, slider, strike three. Heel goes down on a tight breaking ball off the outside corner. Bit sharper and a bit stronger, and two up, two down. Cannonballer defense as Junior Garcia steps in. Nishida, Aguero, and Wolko across the outfield. Arxi Hernandez at third with Sanchez and Dennison up the middle. Yaneski Betancourt is at first base, and Rony Hernandez is behind the dish. Junior Garcia, 0 for 4 yesterday, still looking for his first green jacket hit, and he nearly wore the first pitch of his first at-bat. Fastball yanked to the glove side by Peppers. He bobbles the return throw, so he looks for a new ball. Light drizzle continuing to fall with the breeze blowing it across the outfield. 1-0 on Garcia. Junior was in right yesterday. He's at left today, back in the 3 spot. 1-0 pitch inside. Again, a fastball that was pulled to the left. Garcia with the white batting gloves held low beneath the left ear. Wide stance from the left side. First crack at Peppers, the 2-0. Big swing and a bit out in front. Hooks it towards the cannonballer dugout on the first base side. Two balls and a strike as Peppers looks to retire the Green Jackets in order. A lot of youngsters at the top of this order. 2-1 to Junior Garcia. Off-speed foul down the right field line to even the count at twos. George Wolko went chasing after it. The ball was grabbed by a member of the grounds crew, so the count is 2-2. Guanipa, Heel, Garcia, and Drake, all 19 years of age or younger at the top of the order. 2-2 to Junior Garcia. Off-speed down and inside. Went to the changeup. First changeup we've seen of the night for Peppers. And much like the fastball, he hooked it. Count goes full. Drake is on deck. 3-2 from Peppers to Garcia. Fastball skied out to center field. Alvaro Aguero is drifting back. Cavernous outfield here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He makes the play. A 3-up, 3-down inning for Jake Peppers to start off his afternoon. Davis Polo gets his first start in exactly 1 month, returning to the mound against Kannapolis when we come back on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing. With Wi-Fi modem.
Green Jackets retired in order in the top half against Peppers, and the Cannonballers trot out a similar lineup to the 13-run total that was put up yesterday. Riku Nishida leading off with Sanchez, Arxi, and Rony Hernandez, 2-3-4. No relation between the two Hernandezes. Betancourt hitting fifth. Wolko, Asian, Mason Dennison makes his first appearance of the week, and Alvaro Aguero in center to round it out against Davis Polo. Polo 1-6 with a 3.93 ERA. This will be his 13th appearance and 10th start, including third against Kannapolis. Richie Arredondo continues to play the policeman. Now he's going to beckon that the Green Jackets had players too close to the opening of the dugout, and they had to move. Polo was ready to go. The ball hadn't been put in play. Riku Nishida taking his sweet time getting into the left-handed box. Riku 1-for-4 yesterday with a couple strikeouts. First pitch swinging, and he begins with a base hit to left. The exact same way he started off yesterday's game. A base hit the opposite way. Nishida loves to run, and one pitch in. Cannonballers have the first base runner of the day. Polo fastball, slider, and changeup. He has not enjoyed his time against Kannapolis. 0-2-2 starts against the Cannonballers. 8 innings, 9 hits, 8 earned runs. Had 5 walks and 5 strikeouts. Polo is not a strikeout pitcher, but he'll rack them up better out of the pen. Wilbur Sanchez is the first righty to see Polo. He drops down the bunt beautifully to the side. Polo stumbles, can't make the play, and everybody's safe. We've seen more and more teams in the South Division go to this small ball, and between Nishida and Sanchez, a pair of players at the top that have plus speed and negative power, not a surprise to see that be the move. Back-to-back batters reach against Polo. A base hit and a bunt. 2 pitches in, there's 2 on. Here's Arcy Hernandez, who was 2-for-4 last night. He'll take a first pitch slider on the inside corner at 87. Fastball was up to 95, 96 last time we saw Davis Polo. He'll usually sit 90 to 92. 0-1 on Arcy Hernandez, the third baseman. Nishida being held tight at second. Off speed in the dirt, blocked by Harry Owen to even the count. Nishida has phenomenal speed, 35 steals and 41 tries, leading the team in that and a handful of other categories. Wilbur Sanchez is 14 of 16. Runners nearly 86% successful against Harry Owen this year. Polo a deep breath, the 1-1. Clubbed out to left center field. Garcia going over to his left. Nishida's going to tag, but will not advance. A strong throw from Junior Garcia hits third on the fly. Out number one is recorded, and it is not a productive one. Green Jacket defense is as follows. Garcia, Drake, and Kern in the outfield. Joe Olsovsky at third, John Heal at short, Luis Sanchez at second, Will Verdung at first. Harry Owen catches after a day off yesterday. Green Jackets committed 4 errors last night, trying to liven up the defensive credibility today. Here's Rony Hernandez, left-handed hitting catcher. First pitch swinging softly towards second base. Sanchez will go to second for one. He pulled Heal off the bag, and right on cue, the defense disappears. It'll be a fielder's choice for Hernandez. Sanchez advances to second on an E4. 5 errors in less than 9 innings for Augusta here at Kannapolis. Green Jacket defense had been so much better over the last 2 months. They have reverted back to where they were in opening week when the team made 17 errors in 6 games. Bases loaded, one out for Yonaker Betancourt. Right on right. Polo still from the stretch, finds the outside of the inner corner, just off the edge. Trying to bring the slider back in through the front door. Betancourt 0 for 3 with a walk yesterday. Corners in, middle, back on the strong body righty. 1-0 fastball also inside, back-to-back misses. Nowhere to put Betancourt. One of the oldest players on this roster, 24 years of age. Been a staple in the White Sox organization. 2-0 fastball lined into left field. That'll fall for a base hit. Sanchez got a phenomenal jump. Garcia's throw to the plate is up the line and under the glove of Owen. It's a 2-RBI single for Yonaker Betancourt. He advances on the throw. 2-0 Cannonballers, one out in. Kannapolis has done phenomenally all season long at taking advantage of miscues, and the Green Jackets continue to shoot themselves in the foot. Sanchez, the throwing error, trying to turn two. He did not get a single out and now has paid the price. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, coming out. Here's the dangerous George Wolko checking in. Three hits and a fielder's choice for the Cannonballers in the first inning. Betancourt gets his first 2 RBIs of the season here in Kannapolis. Was released at the end of 2023, re-signed at the end of May. Spent a lot of time in the FCL over the month of June. Now getting his second consecutive start here in Kannapolis. because the throw got past Harry Owen, it's an error on Betancourt's advancement, so it's an E7 against Junior Garcia. Three hits and two errors in the first inning. Kannapolis has Augusta's number. Wolko up with two on and one out. First pitch from Polo is crushed into right center field. That'll get down and all the way to the warning track. Two runs come home on Wolko's RBI double. No sign of slowing down. Cannonballers 4-0 lead with one out recorded. Seventh man to hit in the inning is Albertson Asihin. DHing for the second night in a row. Four runs, four hits, two errors. Wolko out at second with just one out. The only out was Arxie Hernandez. Time is called. The pitch clock needed to be reset. There's no violation on neither batter nor pitcher. Five of six men have reached. First pitch to Asihin. Finds the inner third with the slider. Polo's been in the zone to a fault, it appears, so far. Base knocks from Betancourt and Nishida. A bunt single from Sanchez. Wolko with the big double. Asihin fouls it straight back. Back-to-back sliders from Polo. It's been a shorter slider today compared to what we've seen sometimes for Davis. And George Wolko's now 3 of 5 with 6 RBIs against Augusta. Green Jackets can't get out of this town soon enough. 0-2 to Asihin. Fastball called, strike three at the top of the zone. Asihin widened out, try to shorten up his lead. And right at the letters, he goes down looking. First strikeout for Polo. Green Jackets in the road. Grays once again. Gray on gray with the black hat and the black jackets written across the front. Cannonballers are in their navy blue alternates. Ballers on the front, red numbers on the back over top of white pants. Mason Dennison digs in for the first time. Did not play yesterday, getting his first look at Davis Polo. Fastball low and outside. Dennison, the oldest position player on either roster at 25 years of age. Signed out of the Pioneer League in the middle of June. 1-0, big swing, fouled straight back. Dennison, just a grinder, been around a long time. 6 years of college baseball and was in his third season in the Pioneer League before signing with Chicago. One and one on the second baseman, Dennison. Slider cued down the right field line, foul. It's another big hole to be dug out of for Augusta. Jake Peppers looked good in the first. Davis Polo has been thrashed about. And it's been a long first inning as well as Polo. 17 pitches, 13 strikes. A lot of early contact. Nishida, Sanchez, and Wolko all getting him on the first pitch they saw. Polo's 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three, swinging. Back-to-back punch-outs of Asihin and Dennison, so whatever Elvin Nina said in the conference clearly had a positive effect. But Betancourt and Wolko both bring home a pair with their respective swings, a single, a double, and a 4-0 deficit after one.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
4-0 lead for Kannapolis after one. The big swings, 2 RBI single from Yonaker Betancourt, 2 RBI double from George Wolko. A 4-0 lead for Peppers to protect after he set down the order 1-2-3 in the first. Isaiah Drake leading off the second inning. First pitch he sees from Peppers is spun into shallow right field. Out in front of the off-speed pitch, and Drake flies out to Wolko to begin the second inning. All three balls put in play by the Green Jackets have been fly out so far against Peppers, whose velocity has climbed month over month as he's gotten more comfortable this season. Will Verdung had a strong day yesterday, 2-for-4, a homer and a double. Bat boy was a bit late going out, so that'll reset the pitch clock at 15. Peppers from the windup. Verdung had to see one after the first pitch out, taking all the way, and he's rewarded with a fastball off the corner. 1-0 on the first baseman. Verdung sees a fastball a bit closer to the edge that evens the count. Peppers up to 98 in the first, holding firm at 94-96. Now with a much more positive situation, fastball number 3 is off the inside corner, but called a strike by Richie Arredondo. Count 1-2, and Verdung will use his timeout. Will hitting 209 on the year. Last night, the home run was his first since May the 2nd. Ended a 2-month-long drought. Slider knocked off the end of the bat, back into the off-speed. Verdung stays alive for at least one more. It was a short first for Peppers. Then he got the first out of the second on one delivery. Pitch number 6 to Verdung is below the zone. As we mentioned last night, Will Verdung often does a solid job of extending ABs. Not going to win every battle, but certainly elongates the war. 2-2, fastball softly hit up the middle to Dennison at second. He has time and underhands the throw to first. Two up, two down for Peppers, who has yet to concede a base runner. Cade Kern will try to change that. Kern was the DH yesterday. He's in right field today. Right on right for the second of what will be 7 consecutive hitters hitting from the same side as Peppers throws. And Peppers has some reverse splits. Righties have been better than lefties. Cade Kern throttles a fastball back into the netting for strike one. Sinking heater just below the knees, and Kern was right on time. Cade walked twice yesterday, but was 0-for-2. 0-1 below the zone. Fastball heavy diet for Peppers, and why wouldn't it be? This pitch he's had the most command with so far. And the ability to sink and run that fastball give him options. 1-1, Kern knocks it foul to the on-deck circle. Peppers trying to face the minimum once more. 25 pitches through an inning and 2/3. 1-2 to Kern. Slider popped up into shallow left field. Nishida charging in. Shortstop Sanchez going out. This time he gives way. Nishida makes the catch. And back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Jake Peppers to start his day. Polo back to the mound. 4-0 Kannapolis.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Eight of the nine hitters in Kannapolis' lineup were able to see Polo and get at least one at bat in the first. Alvaro Aguero, the only man who did not, leads off the bottom of the second. Kannapolis up 4-0 on the Augusta Green Jackets. Four runs, four hits for Kannapolis, and two errors by Augusta compounded the problem. Despite those two errors, three of the four runs have been charged as earned. It will be Aguero, Nishida, and Sanchez, 9-1-2. Alvaro Aguero has been a very curious case this year. Spent the majority of the season in the Arizona Complex League, but he's been much better in single A. Polo's first pitch is a high fastball that Aguero's underneath. With a 1-for-4 day yesterday, Aguero's average in Kannapolis went down to 393. Slider off the inside corner to even the count. Aguero hit 105 in the Arizona Complex League. Across 20 games. 1-1 slider is knocked foul towards the third base coaching box where Mike Gellinger awaits. 105 in the complex, but 393 here in limited time with Kannapolis. This is second stint of the year. Fastball up 2-2. Polo out of the windup. 2-2 pitch to Aguero. Bounced up the middle for Sanchez, the second baseman. A chance at redemption for him, and he makes the play. Polo retires the leadoff man of the inning, and now the leadoff man of the order, Enrique Nishida, steps back up, his second at bat in as many innings. Nishida saw one pitch in the first and singled to left. Came around to score on a Yonaker Betancourt base hit. Polo shakes twice, finally gets the sign he wanted from Harry Owen. It was a fastball, and it was high for ball one. Nishida struck out twice yesterday, both on fastballs. If you can get the heat up and in on him, it can be dangerous. Fastball is up and in and popped down the third base line. Olsovsky giving chase, and right next to the bullpen, Joe Olsovsky makes the play. A difficult catch to navigate all the obstacles that are on the field of play here in Kannapolis, much like back home in Augusta. Bullpens are on the warning track on the foul lines. Two up, two down for Polo in what he hopes to see as a bounce-back second inning. Wilbur Sanchez reached on a bunt single his last time up. Not squaring here. Instead, he swings through the fastball. Polo's been 92-94 today. That extra rest coupled with the All-Star break seems to have done the body good. 0-1 to the second baseman, Sanchez. Fastball flung out of play. Wilbur, the all-time leader in hits and games played for the Cannonballers. This has been the best offensive season of his career. 1-for-4 with a couple RBIs yesterday. He's hitting .235 on the season. Behind 0-2 as the rain picks up a little bit. Fastball is high, ball one. The Saturday night crowd has been up and down out of their seats, and now once again there's a mob running for the shelter of the concourse. 1-2 slider. Polo gets strike three swinging. Retires the side in order in the second. Good redemption for Davis Polo. And now it appears that the tarp is coming on the field. At least for right now, we're going to clear everything out. So right now we've hit a rain delay, it seems. We'll step away very briefly and be back with any bit of information we have beyond this.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
So we are officially in a rain delay here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The tarp is on the field. Pretty much the entirety of the stands have been vacated in favor of the shelter of the concourse. Winston Sawyer and Elvin Nina were not thrilled when that tarp went on. Green Jackets have been burnt by weather, especially on the road this season, getting called or delayed substantially early in games that subsequently burns their starting pitcher. And just by a sheer numbers game, if both starters have to come out after two innings, the advantage swings strongly to Kannapolis. Cannonballers have more available and healthy pitchers as it is, and also have more arms that are set to go multiple innings out of the bullpen. Davis Polo had a rough first inning, 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits and 2 errors, but then just set down the side in order in the second. And part of the issue, not only is Polo potentially done, depending on how long this storm, which continues to increase in power, goes, but Elvin Nina also wasn't thrilled that his pitcher had to throw through the rain. Meanwhile, Peppers did not have a drop of rain coming down in either of his two innings on defense. But the rain has only swelled in size, and we thought it might be coming. Handful of teams in the Carolina League got rained out or suspended last night, and we were getting reports from just up the road in Winston-Salem where they had a monsoon come through in the middle of the afternoon. Now, they still tried to open their gates and allegedly said they were going to play, but there was a strong belief that that ball game was going to be a wash immediately. And now the second cell that missed here Kannapolis the first time has come into an impact. While we have the time, because there were so many double plays or double headers today, we can take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard since a handful of games have already gone final. Myrtle Beach and Columbia had a 7-inning double header today at Segra Park in downtown Columbia, and the Pelicans trying to fight their way off a rough start. They dropped six straight against the Charleston River Dogs. They sit at 7-14, but they did beat Columbus 7-2 in the opener, and they now lead 3-1 against the Fireflies in the top of the fifth. So the Pelicans trying to sweep the day against Columbia, maybe make it a series sweep tomorrow and build some momentum into a home series in which they'll see the Green Jackets. Lynchburg and Carolina are in Zebulon at Five County Stadium. Just like the ones before them, there's a doubleheader there. Carolina won the opener 2-1, and they are tied at 3 after 3. Mudcats, with a win again in the nightcap, would move back up to 500 and be 11-11. Lynchburg has to win to stay back above 500, as right now they are 11-11. Fayetteville and Charleston, a doubleheader as well. The Woodpeckers won 4-1 at their home ballpark, so Charleston getting knocked down a peg. But the River Dogs are up 1-0 in the top of the third. Salem and the Fred Nats have a single admission 1 9-inning ball game out at Salem Memorial Ballpark of Carilion Clinic Field. Out in the mountains, Salem is high and dry, and they lead 3-1 in the top of the fifth. But the red-hot offense of the Fred Nats continues to threaten, and the Freddies have two on with one out, getting the tying run in scoring position. Down East and Delmarva are in a delay just like we are, except they never actually got their game off the ground. It's a delayed start out at Purdue Stadium on the Eastern Shore as the Wood Ducks and Shorebirds go toe-to-toe. We do not see Delmarva this year. Didn't go to Delmarva last year either. Shorebirds are the furthest geographic opponent from Augusta. Those are the northernmost and southernmost teams, respectively, in terms of the geography. 2025 schedule is set to come out here in a couple weeks, and it would not be a surprise to see Augusta head up to Purdue Stadium for the first time in a while next year. But for now, the single-A affiliate of the Orioles remains a mystery to Augusta. Down East, of course, will come to town when the Green Jackets finally get back home to SRP Park on July 30th for that six-game set. The first and only time the Green Jackets host the Wood Ducks. Augusta will conclude their 2024 campaign by heading out to Kinston and seeing Granger Stadium one last time before the Wood Ducks vacate and move across state lines to Spartanburg and become the Hub City Spartanburgers. Rangers affiliate will see a series of shuffling. And the rain just continues to fall. If you weren't with us in the bottom of the first, the Cannonballers jumping out to an early lead, and it is positively hurling rain right now. It's raining sideways. That cell is right on top of us right now, a handful of Green Jacket players with gloves overhead and towels alike trying to get out of the rain and sprinting back to the locker room. They're geared up for what could be a lengthy delay here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Forecast says that this will not go away quietly, however long it sticks around. But if you miss that first inning, five of the first six batters reached against Davis Polo to start off the day. Nishida, a base hit on the first pitch of the game. Wilbur Sanchez, a beautiful bunt single on the second after Arxi Hernandez was retired. Rony Hernandez reached on a fielder's choice where Luis Sanchez made an errant throw in an attempt to get the runner out at second. That loaded the bases for Yonaker Betancourt. He roped a two-out single into left. And then George Wolko stepped up and continued his torrent over the month of July with a two-run double, nearly rolling to the fence in right center. Drake did a good job to cut it off and keep Wolko at two bags, and then Polo struck out the last two batters of the inning. But the heavy rain continues to fall. This does have the potential to act as a reset for Augusta's offense, who went six up, six down in their first two innings against Jake Peppers. Peppers struck out one, allowed four flyouts and one ground ball. There was a bit of solid contact where a couple Green Jacket hitters just seemed to miss it. But the longer this goes, the less likely it is that neither Polo nor Peppers return to this game. And that's part of why both Winston Sawyer and Elvenina were so upset that the ball game got called. And to the credit of umpires Richie Arredondo and Frank Jones, that call was very quickly proven to be the right decision. The rain got stronger and stronger, and it was a good time to cut it off in between innings rather than waiting for play to restart and then have to cut things down again. Richie Arredondo immediately pointed for the tarp as soon as the last out was recorded in the bottom of the second by Polo. Hats off to the Cannonballers grounds crew and front office staff. Got the tarp on quickly, did so safely. And the rain continues to fall. So for now, we will step away, at least for the foreseeable future. Continue to stay with you in spirit with periodic updates, and we will go from there if and when we have any sort of update to provide in the penultimate matchup of the season between Augusta and Kannapolis. We are in a rain delay.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Talking about us again. And if I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart stolen. The moon. Just your side had my heart storming.
Well, this town has closed down way too early, and there's nothing to do. So I'm driving around in circles, and I'm thinking about you. Today I heard you got a new last name. Sure didn't know it was gonna hit me this way. And the radio just keeps on playing all these songs about rain. Now there's all kind of songs about babies and love that goes right. But for some unknown reason, nobody wants to play them tonight. Hope it's sunny wherever you are. That's sure not the picture tonight in my car. And the sure ain't easing my pain. All these songs like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Songs about rain.
Miles on the Gulf Stream, I hear the south wind moan. The bridge is getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head to takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane that come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. Came down from Chicago, he gonna set that levee right. He says it needs to be at least 3 feet higher, it won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the corner, he said, don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. They come around every June. High black water, the devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Ah! just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Somewhere. anybody out there searching? Has anybody lost their way? Am I the only one who's hurting today? Must have got some bad directions. How'd we ever end up here? All this pain and desperation and fear. But if we ever make it home, there'll be peace like we've never known. Nobody's gonna walk alone. We'll be leaning on each other. And every wall that we built up high is gonna fall right before our eyes. Love will surely conquer hate. Devil works his trade. He's the first one at your graveside with a smile on his face. There's a flicker in the distance where a single candle blows, and another walking with us. Nobody's gonna walk alone. We'll be leaning on each other. And every wall that we built up high is gonna fall right before our eyes. Love will surely conquer hate. Like we've never known. Nobody's gonna walk alone. We'll be leaning on each other, loving one another. Every wall that we built up high is gonna fall right before our eyes. Love will surely conquer hate if we
in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank, coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and G5s are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'd
I look south to see the storm clouds roll on their way to old Mexico. I don't want to be alone. And the rays of light through a shiner box bottle made me want to turn the key and put down the throttle. And get lost down 35. Get tied down by the ties that bind. Seem like I'm never gonna find the time to do what I need. And that's to find me a place where I can think, talk about love and laugh and drink. And there's someone there who cares. No matter how big the storms, I know I can find me a place that's warm. The sun is shining somewhere in Texas. Mm-hmm. I hope it's shining on her. Somewhere down in Texas. That big a man could get lost. Never mind the time, forget about the cost. There's more important things. She's somewhere smiling north of San Antonio. And I've got a number but I stare at the phone. Cause I still want to believe that no matter how big the storms, I know I can find me a place that's warm. The sun is shining somewhere in Texas. Mm-hmm. I hope it's shining on her. Somewhere down in Texas.
Well, for those of you still with us, and I can't imagine there's very many of you, we do officially have a resolution to tonight's contest. The ballgame has been suspended with a 4-0 lead for Kannapolis after two innings. What that means is we will play a single admission, non-split doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 12 o'clock here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We will play all 9 innings of this ballgame, so we'll start off with nobody on, nobody out, and no count in the top of the third, and Luis Sanchez leading off. The 4-0 lead for Kannapolis will continue, and we will play it like a traditional 9-inning ball game. Now, we'll get about a 35-minute wait in between those two games, and then we will play 7 innings in the nightcap. That'll be J.R. Ritchie on the mound against Frankelly Arias. It also stands to reason that neither Davis Polo nor Jake Peppers will return to finish this, so Peppers will get a no decision. He cannot win. He cannot lose. Polo cannot get a win. But unless the Green Jackets come back to tie or take the lead, then Polo will be handed his 7th loss of the season. But there are 7 innings still to be played of this ball game. We'll be live with you at 11:50 tomorrow. We, of course, will take that break in 30 minutes in between, but buckle up because we've got 14 innings of Green Jacket baseball to finalize our time here at Atrium Health Ballpark for the season and then have the off day Monday before we roll on to the 6-game set against Myrtle Beach. So anybody still with us, we will see you tomorrow. Stay updated on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook specifically for where all the final information will come through. We're ready to have you for 14 innings, 9 in the first, 7 in the second. We'll start in the third. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Green Jackets will get back going tomorrow, but for tonight, the rain has won.